Good morning from Omaha, Arkansas. This is Tony and Brenda Kruko, and Brenda is going to lead in prayer today. And I asked the Lord this morning, why does this prayer call at 8 o'clock in the morning Central mean so much to me, Tony? And the Lord answered, it's because you were raised on a farm, and you're used to getting up in the morning, and that was your time that you spent with me. And so I turn you over to Brenda with that little tidbit. Have a blessed day.
Boker Tov. Mom is preparing for Champions for Christ this morning. So she asked if I could help with the phone call. So it's an honor. And to hear all of your voices together as we come before the Lord today and pray for Israel and what he is doing there. And anyway, just I want to share a couple things on our hearts and what's going on. With praying last week in the Holy Spirit, it's so important that we pray in the Holy Spirit. And we pray until we get in the Spirit. And that takes some perseverance. But thank God I did that day. And the Holy Spirit was talking to me about the role that mom plays in the body, and which we all are a part of because we are of the same company. So we're all part of this call. And he reminded me that when she gave the awakening assignment, when the Lord gave her that awakening assignment, if you've heard her share about that, she says, it came on me like so strong. It was like a blanket. And she said, I felt like if I didn't give that out, she said that I was going to literally just bust. She said that's only happened twice in her ministry lifetime. Once when she was going into the nations in 1979 into Russia. And then this was the second time in 2008 with the awakening. And he said he was showing that it was her voice is called the voice of one witness, a prophetic voice. He said it had to be someone. It was that word of God came through a vessel that was strategically placed in the body to all three groups of people. And he said, Israel, it had to be because Israel is the time clock, the prophetic nation that if we want to know where we are in God's time, we look at the scriptures, the prophetic time clock of Israel. And then, of course, America, she carries America, actually more and more. God's opened some really wonderful doors. And then the nations, even the, I was telling you, she went into Russia before it was, the wall had come down, communism was still going on, and she would go, and she would go around to the Kremlin, and she would pray, and they would speak, and God would give her authority. So she carries all three of those groups of people, even her favorite scripture that she always brings out is in 1 Corinthians about all three groups of peoples in the Bible. And so he gave her, he said she was a voice for this time. And emphasis was on Israel in the prayer to keep the time clock Israel in the prayer, the place that Israel has in God's prophecy, that she is the nation that does carry the times and the seasons. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, look at the fig tree and all the other trees. Those are other biblical trees, prophetic trees of nations, if you want to know where we are. So praise the Lord. So I was praying and just praying, what do you want to share? What is on your heart? And whenever we pray from a place, in Hebrews 12, the heavenly Jerusalem. And in the Bible, in Psalms 122, the Psalms of Ascent, I want to read this to you and then give you the commentaries on the Tehillim, because we are going to pray from this place for Israel today. It's Psalms 122, and it's a song of ascent to David, of David. So these are prayers that David had sung. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem." Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together, to which the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord. An ordinance, an ordinance for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Listen to this, verse 5. For there the thrones were set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, Shalom be within you. For the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. I wanted to key in on verse 5. The thrones were set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Reading from the Jewish commentaries on that scripture, it says, notice the word plural, thrones, alludes to the fact that the earthly city of Jerusalem is a reflection of its celestial counterpart. Thus, the throne of justice below corresponds to the throne of justice above. So, we, Hebrews 12, operate from a throne. God's given us throne rights as priests. He's given us throne rights as kings when we take our authority. But I'm keying in on the throne right of a priest that he has given us from Hebrews 12. It says Jesus has opened up this new and living way. So when we are praying from, there is a place of a throne. Now, God's throne is in heavenly Jerusalem. When he has given us a place, he's given us a place of access and prayer in the spirit. How do you go there? From your spirit. You go to that place in prayer from your spirit, and the Holy Spirit and the Word, he takes you there, and you pray from that place. And that place and prayer that God works from is covenant. It's all about covenant. And we see this place in Zechariah 3. Zechariah had a vision of this place, of this throne, heavenly court in heavenly Jerusalem. And it's in Zach. Let me bring that up here. And verse 1, and then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?" Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, "Take away the filthy garment." And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And he said, put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. So here is a place where the devil, Satan, had a door open to him as the accuser of the brethren in the courts of heaven. He was accusing the high priest because he was filthy. The nation had rebelled and rebelled and rebelled and rebelled and rebelled, so much so terrible, terrible things had happened, and that they went into captivity and their temple was destroyed. And there's a picture of this heavenly court that Zechariah sees, this priest. He sees the priest there at that time, and he's has a sin. But then God says, this is the word of the Lord. This is the covenant now. I have chosen Jerusalem, the end. Everything's working with God in covenant. Now, put a clean turban on his head. Put a crown. He's a priest. And he said, I'm telling you, there's coming another one. And he prophesied about the coming branch, which was Jesus. And he says, Jesus, this one will walk in my ways, and he will keep my commandments. And he will judge my house. And, oh, never mind, I'm mixed up. Verse 8, and the high, for there are a wondrous sign, for behold, I'm bringing forth my servant, a branch. So that's coming in the next dispensation. So it's all about the future, but you see the court here. And so God, when we're praying for Israel, we're working from that heavenly court from our hearts. And so right now, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you that we have come to heavenly Mount Zion, Hebrews 12. And you, Jesus, have opened up a way, the new and living way, for us to operate from that place. To operate in the Spirit over Jerusalem. We are eternally tied to this earthly city. We are actually, Jerusalem is plural, heavenly, earthly together. We thank you, Lord, that we are moving in the Spirit now. We take our seat in you, in Christ. We thank you for the utterances of the Holy Ghost. And we say, you have chosen Jerusalem. You have chosen Israel as the apple of your eye. And we pray for this place today. And abans de bon kabash de boya. Is every our nation, Father, has come and formed and was brought apart from this time to be a blessing to the nation of Israel. And Father, in the courts of heaven, our president has done that when he brought the embassy to Jerusalem. He acknowledged the place that Jerusalem has in the courts of heaven. He acknowledged the place, if he knew it or if he didn't. The place of the eternal Messiah who will rule and reign from earthly Jerusalem. And where God has put his name. And on the basis of that covenant, we ask. we give you, Father, all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, that he learns to walk day by day in that your place. We thank you for those voices around him. We hold the blood against the ones that are not to be there. In Jesus' name. Glory to God, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Father, we lift up this election in Israel and America. The election in Israel is September 17th. And Father, Ikura Manchta, Yibunch, Dubush, Dubangabi, Debay, Gabas, Tigidabo. Isundo Bronsunch, Divi, Kamande, Go, Robai, Inesho, Donka, Banga, Dosula, Brishileakaye. In the name of Jesus, Father, Urobaya, Wukai, we have a place. We have a place there that we have, McDowell. And because we own land there, we have a place, we have a voice in our prayers that God has opened up for all of us on this call that works in the throne in heaven. Hallelujah. And so we're coming in that place right now on that covenant that we have land in Israel. And on that covenant, we have a voice for these elections. And we say, tone down. Shalom. That what God has ordered, the man he has chosen, we pray that the path be cleared in the name of Jesus. Osur vrambanshi de bungora makayere shelavroso. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabasura Brashiki Ataye de Siko Rosunda Iki Diriakaye. Oh, Zovransi Bada, any tactics of the evil one, they will not take root in Jesus' name. Ikora Brasi, Korasite. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabbi, shall cover that. We cover that, Father. Father, Yorubaya people right now, you are putting that on their hearts even more. And those who have time, you know, to cover that in the spirit, in prayer. Those elections, and they're tied to our elections too. We thank you. We cover our elections also, Father, the Holy Spirit guiding us and directing us in Jesus' name. Oh, Rakayasaya. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, I thank you, Father. I thank you for each person who prays, who you've trained, and the Holy Spirit's our trainer in those walking in that heavenly Jerusalem. Praying from that place. He says he's called us to heavenly Jerusalem to be a priest. Glory unto him. He is the high priest, but we are the priests on this earth. And our text that we always pray from 1 Timothy 2:1. I just want to bring something out in it. I think it's so cool, and you can see the courtrooms of heaven on it. And it says, therefore, I'm reading, let's see here. I've got a different Bible. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So, all these kings on earth, most of them are more than likely not Christians. So, this is a priestly prayer that is put in the Bible. It's talking about God, the judge, and the mediator, Jesus. And he's asking us to come as a priest, because we do have a covenant. We are priests, a holy priesthood in this dispensation. He's asking us to come to the mediator, to the Father, through the man Jesus Christ, for the nations, for the kings. And so we do that. We thank you, Father. The Holy Spirit, all these are different prayers by the Spirit. But it's the supplications and the prayers and the intercessions, the Word and the Spirit together, and the giving of thanks. These are all priestly prayers. So, Father, we thank you. And we lift up Benjamin Netanyahu, and we lift up our President in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Glory to God for that divine union. In Jesus' name. Oh, Rasakayashiti. Oh, Rosokush Davrenjti Broko Kanchi. Ishandavrasokora Mashayaka. E celebre seconda yakiate. E di brusu kupanchti tikanda ni di kondoro konda dashayaka. E jela brasiapo. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to your name. Oh, Ravashayaka. I know we're getting close to the end of our call. We have 5 minutes, Tony. Just tell me. Osora Vashaya, but we'll keep in the spirit of prayer. And I just pointing out about the celestial, the heavenly Jerusalem the rabbis were talking about. And how if it's heavenly, we only can contact it from heaven. And it says that Nicodemus, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he says you have to be born from heaven. You have to be born from heaven, so to pray from heaven and to work in this place. So we contact from our heavenly nature, our heavenly inner man. I'll put not our name, our heavenly nature, of course, but our heavenly inner man. And we learn to flow from that place. And the Holy Spirit trains us. Hallelujah, in faith. And we pray from that place. We know things that the Holy Spirit shows us, because we become entwined with the prayers of the Lord Jesus, as he is the high priest, as one. And he shows us things. He shows us things in the Bible. He shows us things about the different scenarios that he'll have you pray. Thank you, Father. I encourage you in your prayer life. We encourage you. We thank you for your supply. Father, we speak a blessing, a shalom, over each phone call, person on the phone call today, over their lives. We speak peace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And how you learn to play from this place is there's a peace inside of your spirit. And, of course, throughout your mind, you may be thinking about this or that, but it doesn't matter about the raging winds of life. There's a peace inside of you that you operate from, as Jesus did on the boat, that you operate from and move from. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you are training us. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. One more thing I was reading about a man, precious brother, who was outside the synagogue, and they shot him. He's six times. He's still alive, and he's doing pretty well, stabilized. But just reminding, if you live in a city and there's a synagogue around, even a mosque, you have authority there. You have authority for the protection, no killings. Those devils that operate from that mosque, those people, you have authority? Say, no, you don't, in Jesus' name. Not in our city, not in our town. And uncover those places. Demons, people yield to them, but those anti-Semitic spirits never leave. They never leave. They'll hear until their final judgment. So we just have to say, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. In Jesus' name, you hold them back through your authority over your town, over your place, your habitation. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. And shalom. Shalom. Thank you. Mom will be back next time. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye-bye.